This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. The 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha, an interactive program initiated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. 36 students from all states and union territory have been selected to interact directly with the Prime Minister. With over 5 crore participation, this year's program exemplifies its status as a Jan Andolan, inspiring collective celebration of learning. Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025 will feature 7 insightful episodes bringing together renowned personalities from diverse fields to guide students on essential aspects of life and learning. This program will be telecast live on Akashvani, Doordarshan, Swayam, Swayam Prabha, the Prime Minister Office YouTube channel, and the social media channels of the Education and Information and Broadcasting Ministries. Over the years, the PPC has evolved into an opportunity aimed at transforming exam-related stress into positive energy. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has congratulated the state's taekwondo team for their outstanding performance at the 38th National Games 2025 held in Uttarakhand. In a social media post today, Khandu mentioned Khinsan Wangsu, gold medalist in female individual Pumsei, and Radha Bangsia Lumter Uli and Achum Sangha, female group Pumsei. Rikpi Nyodu and Miching Taja, silver medalist in mixed pair Pumsei, and Akash Kumar Ram, Miching Taja and Kame Bayang, gold medalist in male group Pumsei. In the meantime, the Chief Minister has complimented coaches Atli Niso, Ranjit Biswakarma and Tarak Dotang. The 38th National Games 2025 had begun on January 28th last and will continue till the 14th of this month. The 20th Annual Conference of the Association of Oncologists of Northeast India concluded at Y International Hotel in Itanagar today. Speaking on the inaugural session yesterday, Health Minister Bhiram Waghe said that cancer is like an epidemic in the state. He said that the rate of cancer cases in Arunachal is very high in comparison to others. Mr. Waghe said that to understand the root cause of the rising cancer cases in the state, the government signed an MOU with Dr. B. Borua Cancer Institute of Assam to make a comprehensive research study, particularly at Jiro Valley in Lower Subansiri district. The health minister said that Papumpare district in Arunachal Pradesh and Aizawl in Mizoram has the highest concentration of cancer cases in the whole northeastern region. According to reports, the cancer incidence rate is highest in Papumpare district in females and second highest in males. Oncologists from across northeast India attended the conference. Minister for Agriculture Gabriel D. Wangsu inspected a slew of agri and allied projects implemented in East Siang district and interacted with the beneficiary farmers during his maiden visit to East Siang, stressed that successful implementation of various agri and allied schemes will motivate more farmers as a viable economic activity. The minister inspected the IDDP and ANE dairy plant at VTI, government piggery farm at 7 Mile, Pane Korongfish farm and fishery office and others. Later, the minister also took stock of the status of ongoing schemes during a review meeting at Siang Guest House with the HODs in the presence of MLA Tapi Darang and Deputy Commissioner Tai Tagu. Another highlight of his visit was the floral village Bodak under Merbo subdivision, where the minister lauded the Mission Pun Lek flower village destination initiated by the local MLA Oken Taeng. The minister urged the community to avail schemes to take up floriculture as an economic activity in tune with the innovative floral mission. The second phase of the mass library awareness campaign cum library membership drive concluded in Mahabodhi Lord Buddha College in Namsai. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.